You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're at the Matthews Opera House. I'm talking with historian and writer Paul Higbee. Also with us on the stage is John Polkup, who's been working with Paul Higbee. Last year, he established the Spearfish Canyon Tours to provide a guided tour of the natural beauty and rich history of the Northern Hills. We've been talking about some of the history with Paul. And with the tourism season a few weeks away, he's getting ready for another summer. And John, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, you know, as Paul was talking, I saw you nodding your head a lot. I'm assuming that you're fascinated with this history as well, and that's probably one of the reasons that you started the tours?
One of the main reasons we started it was because of we had Paul visit with some of our clients, and those stories just come alive when he tells them, and we want people to experience those, not only physically, but also visually and audio. We're going to have a 14-passenger bus that's going to take people through the canyon and then all through Spearfish with an audio, video, and physical stops at some of those locations.
Now, you started this last year?
We started last year with a convertible, and then this year we bought a 14-passenger bus that we're going to use.
Okay. Now, where did you get the idea to do this?
We went to Glacier National Park as a family and took a tour up there and then came back to Spearfish and witnessed Paul telling the history of Spearfish and some of the local things, and I just couldn't believe we didn't have a tour company, and that's why we're starting one.
And how did things work out last year?
They were okay.
You're okay.
It was okay. We're going to have scheduled tours this year. We had where people would call last year to take a tour. This year it's going to be scheduled every day. We're going to have a tour during the summer months. And people will be able to either come down and get on the bus right away or get on the website and schedule a tour.
And do you go to the same places? Or?
For starting out, we'll be starting to go up the canyon up to Bridal Veil, tell the history of that, through the canyon, back into Spearfish, and we'll point out some local places to visit, like the High Plains Heritage Center. We're going to also go up to the Thonestone here in Spearfish, which has a rich history. And also some of Paul's stories that talk about Spearfish and just the vibrancy that brings to Spearfish. It's just going to be a very exciting summer.
Now the Thonestone, that there's an interesting story there, Paul. What was that? Was there some question of whether it is real or whether it's fake?
Yeah, there's always been a debate whether it's a hoax or the real deal. But it relates to a stone, a piece of slab stone found by a man named Lewis Thone in 1887, and it purports to be the record of a party of men, including one Ezra Kind, who were here in 1833 and 1834, found a lot of gold, and at the time that Ezra Kind supposedly scratched his message into the stone, they were all dead except Mr. Kind, and he was being searched for by Indians, and he had lost his gun. Well, people right away looked at that and said, you know, if that's true, if there were gold seekers here who found a lot of gold, and they said enough, more gold than we could carry in 1833 and 34, if they had made it back to civilization, they would have started a gold rush a full decade before California's and maybe altering the whole settlement of the American West. Right away, there were people in Spearfish who said, now wait a minute, how did Ezra Kind scratch this stone in cursive writing? So there have been serious historians who have investigated, and you know, they found things that indicate that it could be true, including the names of families who had a member go out west and never return in that period. But there's a monument just west of town that tells the story, and so that's going to be part of John's story. And that's the real fun thing about it, you know, true or false. I think John's going to have the customers take a poll. Do they believe it, or do they think it was a hoax?
What do these sorts of legends tell us about the Black Hills, the Northern Hills, when you're thinking not only about this legend of the Phone Stone, but also we're talking about this place, the Matthews Opera House, being haunted? I mean, what role do the legends and these stories that can't be proven, I mean, what role do they play in the history of this place?
I think Spearfish is just a ripe place for legends because people come here, and sometimes, you know, they only come here once a year. but it's a place they don't forget. And so they attach all these stories and personalities, and sometimes those things are stretched into to legend. And they like telling other people around the country, you know, I was in Spearfish, and you won't believe what I learned out there. I think it's just, it's one of those places that sticks with you in that way.
Well, for you, John, being a part of the Spearfish Canyon tours, working with Paul and other local historians, have you been learning things about Spearfish?
Oh, yeah, there are things that just the normal person that comes to Spearfish doesn't hear about, and a lot of times don't get they do not receive the material that is out there to read. So our goal is to bring all of that information, or a good share of it, to those visitors and to the locals. We did a local tour for a lot of the hotel owners and concierge, and many of them have never been to the Thonestone. And so it is going to be an exciting experience to bring that history and that present day experience to life.
How long have you lived in Spearfish?
22 years.
22 years.
Yep.
And what is it that you like about living here and the history? And
well, you just think of all the things you can do, number one, here. Mm-hmm. Skiing, water skiing, fly fishing, just the pure beauty of Spearfish makes you want to come back for more. So our goal is to really bring that experience to everybody that either visits or lives here so that they want more of it.
And Paul, for you, you've been here for a while, for several decades, and you've written a lot about this area. Is there always new things for you to learn, or new aspects maybe to some of these stories in the history?
Yeah, there always are. You know, I moved here. I first experienced, as a kid, Spearfish on vacation when I was about 7 years old. And I had grown up in Iowa and Minnesota, had relatives in Wisconsin. And I thought all towns in the country were just like this. I got out here, and it was so Western, and it was, you know, you could literally walk from town into pine forests and see waterfalls. I was just amazed by it. And then I actually moved here with my family when I was 13 years old. And so I really came here excited about the place, and that excitement has never waned. And I do a lot of writing about Spearfish, and in almost every case, that gets somebody to call me up and say, hey, I know another little aspect of this story. So it's been, I write about a lot of other things, but Spearfish is my favorite thing to write about.
And John, the Spearfish Canyon Tours, when does that get underway?
May 15th is going to be our grand opening and ribbon cutting, and we'll be having that down at the close to the Spearfish Park Pavilion. There's a parking lot down there, and that's where we'll have our grand opening and our first tour.
So pretty exciting time.
Very excited. Then, right? It's been 2.5 years of a lot of brainstorming and what will work, what won't work. And it's going to take some time, but that's all right. This is exciting stuff. This is fun.
Sounds like last year, your first year, was a lot of that, just finding out what works,
yeah, what
didn't
works.
Work.
Yep. Yes, very much so. Yeah.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. And Paul, thanks again.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. John Polkup operates Spearfish Canyon Tours, which provides a guided tour of the natural beauty and rich history of the Northern Hills. And you can find out more information at spearfishcanyontours.com. And Paul Higbee is a local writer, written a lot about South Dakota and Spearfish. And again, his play that was first staged here at the Matthews Opera House back in 76 will run again this summer, Phantom of the Matthews Opera House.